Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It may not mean nothing to y'all.
Holiday season, nickel.
I'm gonna need like 10 bottles of rosé, right? I'm gonna need like 7 bottles of goose. I'm gonna need like 8 bottles of Patron. I'm getting fucked up tonight. What up, Blab?
Baby, what's up, your dog?
What's happening? Who all we got on the line?
Just my Mrs. CEO. You want everybody clicked in, or you want everybody clicked in, and you want everybody on hold?
Who all we got in?
Just my Mrs. CEO.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna wait till everybody get clicked in. So you got your girl. What's her name?
Jazz. You know Jazz.
Oh, I know Jazz. Let me speak to her.
All right. And Nene just got on.
Okay.
Jazz.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, Jazz, girl. How you doing?
What's up, me?
You been all right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, good. Just get in mind already when I have a talk with you. I'm going to call your name, and I want you to, I want everybody to start knowing who the other CEOs are. But I also want to get a number of how many misses are with us right now. I mean, how many misses that you have in exclusive misses? How many people on the team?
We have 58 right now, and we still recruiting. So.
Okay, and JR, how many people you have total in your whole count?
Like 103.
All right, I'm gonna get all those numbers too, so I can make sure 103 total with exclusive. And
hold on, because it's 20 more because we just recruited 20 girls today, so the girls is at 78. We just got to grow on the niggas.
78 misses. All right. I know Nene's numbers are gonna get back up. But Nene's been doing a whole lot of stuff on the administrative side of what's going on. Can you, once I get everybody on the line, I'm going to go into what we're about to start doing. So let me get, Nene, can I get you on the phone real quick?
All right, Nene. Nene.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Real quick, I just want to get this from you real quick. I already know, you do a lot of administrative work for me, and you do a lot of things that everybody don't know what you do behind the scenes. But so I can get a total number, how many so sassy ladies we have?
Seven.
Seven, okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got anybody else clicked in yet?
No.
All right. You can put it back on mute.
All right. Jess about to call in now from Party Girl.
Okay. Jesse on?
Hold on. Let me see who this is. 2980. Who this?
Hey, this is Lamar, man.
Huh?
It's Lamar, big dog.
Hey, yo, big dog, call in the Fantasy Radio I think it's at 12:30.
Okay.
And hit me up after this. I mean, I'm going to hang up on you, but hit me up. Text me.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just want the CEOs, right? No members, right?
Right, CEOs.
All right, so I had to hang up on him. That's full play.
Full play here?
Well, that was a full play member right there.
Oh, okay.
All right, hold up. 9607, who this?
Party Girl, Jesse and Monte. All
right.
Jesse.
Yo.
Okay, Monte.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesse, before I get started, let me get a total number. What's the total number of Party Girls we got?
Hold on. Oh, you mean like the main party girls?
No, total number, period.
Twenty-two.
Yeah. And how many party boys?
Five right now.
Okay. Okay. That's all I need to know for you guys right now. Just sit on the line, and because I'm going to start talking. Y'all can take notes if you want. You can do whatever, but I'm about to show you what's the movement that we're about to create and how we're about to start making some money. You know, because so I want everybody to be on one accord and show you how we're about to start making money within our own, with our own ENT company, and how we're going to get money back to all the people, like all the, that's why I just wanted the CEOs, because the money will be divided up amongst the CEOs. Now, however y'all want to take care of y'all people after that, that's entirely up to you. All right, put them on mute, JR.
All right, I did.
Who we waiting on to come on? Four Play, who else?
Hitman, Pretty Pig, Boss Bitch, Wild Child.
Okay, did you reach out to Pretty Pig?
Nene did.
Give me Nene.
All right. Nene.
What, bro?
Hey, did you happen to get in contact with Pretty Pig?
Yeah, I got the game.
They said they're calling?
Yes, he said she don't got. He just finished at him.
Okay. Who else did you reach out to?
Hmm.
Huh?
I reached out to my, it wasn't really nobody because you said you had Parrish, and I ain't got Parrish number. And the people on the flyer is like Pretty Pig and Boss Bitch, and that Boss Bitch is Parrish shit, Parrish girl. And then Four Play people, we already talked to them. Party girls,
yeah.
They're already on the line.
All right, you got an extra line where you can call Three Stacks?
I could text Yoke and tell him to call, and you want to text him?
Cause are your lines tied up?
No,
you got your cell phone.
Yeah, I'm on my house phone now.
Yeah, call him on your cell phone. You got his number?
All right. Yeah, I got it.
I appreciate those who are calling and clicked in on time like they're supposed to. That's what this shit is about, being punctual and stuff like that. I'm being held up right now because of some other people who are not being on time.
V, hold up, I'm about to call him on three because his phone messing up. My cell phone is stupid, but hold up.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yo, what happened to 10:30?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I told Hitman, and I just hit him up with a comment saying, you know it's at 10:30, right?
No, but you were supposed to be in at 10:30 too, though.
You said what?
Who's the CEO of Three Stacks?
Me and Andre.
Okay.
Nick and
so why weren't you in on the phone call at 10:30?
Oh, no, he's supposed to hit me up.
Who?
He said he's going to hit me up. Hitman, he said he's going to hit me up. And then he told me to call my people, and he's going to hit me up. Then he could click me on.
Okay, so call him real quick. Call him on three-way right now.
Hold on. Hey, Drizzy.
Yeah.
Call Hitman on 3 right now. I'm finna get your number.
Hold on. What is it?
Cause that's one of the CEOs like that I had on phone waiting on. Hold on.
Huh?
Hold up, bro. It's on 912.
Yeah.
335.
Yeah.
8004.
Hold on.
Yeah.
JR.
Yeah.
Nobody else is calling in, have they?
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Hitman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Hold on. Let me hang up the phone with my cousin.
Hitman.
Yeah.
Hitman. This
yeah.
Big V, what time are we supposed to do this?
11, right?
No, 10:30.
10:30?
Yeah. Yo, you didn't tell Hitman 10:30?
Yeah, I told him 10:30.
Oh, shit. Damn. Hold on. Well, let me hang up the phone with him. My bad.
All right, because we're waiting on you. We...
Hold on. Who is 3749?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, damn, my bad. It's a 347-857-4576, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to call up there right now.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Iggy, man.
It's who?
This Iggy.
Hey, yo, Iggy, call in the Fantasy Radio tonight. This, and I just text me.
You said what?
Don't call into this show. Call into the next one, Iggy.
All right, then, yo, when is the Fantasy Radio show?
I don't know. Text Jazz and find that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell? I'm on a, what, hello?
Yeah.
Who this, JR?
Yeah.
What, I'm on your line?
No, you're on Yoke.
I'm on Yoke?
Yeah, Dre did hit you up.
Oh, goddamn, goddamn, where we at? We on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we all good. We control the line, so we straight.
All right.
I guess Paris is the only one that's left, right?
Paris, Boss Bitch, and Pretty Pig.
Who's the boss bitch?
That's on goddamn Paris people.
Oh, hold on. Y'all know these? Damn. Hold on. Y'all know these? Damn. Hold on. I got these girls from, hold on.
Yeah. Jesse said she talked to Trey D from PML.
Is he calling?
Jesse, text me and let me know if he calling or not.
Y'all know a Ray Ray, a Cookie, and a Lily?
From GKM?
I think so.
That is. That Royal Embassy people.
Yeah, Royal Embassy. Yeah. She told me to call her. Y'all want me to call her?
Yeah, I mean,
are they down with us, yeah?
Is Royal Embassy with y'all?
No, nah, not yet. They need.
Oh, never mind then. Nope.
Are they about to be?
They real in them.
Jay Real?
Hell, man.
Hey, you know what my reaction when they said that? Jay Real, what the fuck? That guy's a joke. He's a fucking joke, man. Hey, y'all remember that Fresh Walk bullshit? He tried to come up. Fresh Walk.
All right, hey, listen. Who else? I called Paris, and I told Paris 10:30 myself. I told her 11 that I called her 10:30. So if she ain't called, obviously it's not that important to her. So she just missed out on this. So it's not that serious.
Hold on, we got.
I'm out of calls, though.
Let me see who this is. 3397, who there?
This is Miss Mimi.
Oh, all
right. I want to be able to keep this. I want everybody to be able to be in. So if anybody got any questions, they can talk to me. But we need to have order. And if it gets too hectic, I want you to mute the lines.
All right. Everybody right now is clicked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on Jasmine.
Zo.
Yeah.
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Where is Jasmine? Okay.
Yeah,
right here. All right. Now, Yoke.
Yo.
In 3 stacks ENT, how many people we got in 3 stacks?
Right now we're looking at probably about 30 plus. I know that for sure. I know 30 right off my head, but, you know, it's a whole bunch of other people trying to get together and see what's up with.
Right now, tonight, how many we got?
Let me hop on the space and look. Hold on.
And how much we got in 4-play INC?
Let me see. Well, my true folks in 4-play INC is I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
In the total, who won the 4-play INC banner? How many total?
Oh, the 4-play INC banner? Oh, that's over 300.
I need the exact number.
God damn, V, that's like 7. Damn, all right, hold on. 1.
Can we say 325?
No, we're looking at probably about 50 with 3 sets. I'm looking at the people on the inbox right now who mainly down, but still trying to get everybody else together and see who all really doing this thing right. But I'm looking at 50 probably right now.
Okay. Who's been doing all the recruiting for the for exclusive misses? Has it been Jasmine or has it been you, JR?
It's been both. She recruited, I think, like 58, and I recruited like 30.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, baby, that you're a motherfucking beast, and I appreciate you.
Yeah, that was.
You know what I'm saying? I need more ladies to do what you do. And guys, if she can put 58 in herself, I think you, as guys, we can match and start doing a little bit more. Now we got to get our numbers up. Not only do we have to get our numbers up, we also have to be able to support our own parties. But let me tell you, I've been going through and figure out a way how we can make this money. This is what I want to do. And I know we can make the money, but we got to get the numbers up. Now, those who really take this serious, Hitman, JR, Nene. Well, Nene's a little bit separate because she do a lot more work than a lot of people know of because she does all my personal things. But all my CEOs, the reason why I wanted my CEOs on the phone because I'm only going to break money with the CEOs. Okay,
hold up, baby. I got Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. Glad you're in Paris. How many people that you got in Wild Child, ENT? We got everybody on the line.
It ain't that many in Wild Child.
How many? It don't matter.
It's about 4 now.
You say 4?
Yeah, you know, I'm going with 5 people.
Okay, that's fine. All right, 4.
Yeah.
4 in Wild Child. Okay. What we want to do is that we want to go ahead and we need to increase the numbers. So that means now if you want to make some money at this thing, I've done the numbers and I've done the math and the numbers are going to speak. What we want to do is I want to be able to have 10,000 people under our umbrella. Now, is that possible? Yes, it's possible. If everybody who has somebody that's on the team brings somebody else on the team, and we do this on an everyday basis. Now, what happens is we got an artist that's with our camp, which is named Big Foe. He just got his mix CD done. I was waiting for the first one. Whoever was the first one out of 4-play, it did not matter. Whoever had a mix CD done first that I could get my hands on it, listen to it. What I want to do is I want us to get to 10,000 people. And each person buy the CD one time, That's going to be $100,000 that's made through our ENT. I'm going to take $40,000 of that money, and I'm going to divide that amongst my CEOs. The other $60,000 will go back into duplication, promotion, and doing the CD and getting it out there. Now, once the deal comes down off the table, if we're able to generate a deal from this, 40% of that will go back to the CEOs again. If we put out another CD, 40% of that's going to always come back to the CEOs. Now, how you divide that up amongst your people, that's entirely up to you. But the way we're going to do it, let's just say if Exclusive ENT moves to most CDs out of their unit, then they're going to get the percentage, the most percentage out there, 40%. We're going to break it up equally amongst who moves the most in that unit. But we are now starting to become an entity where we can support our own network. We can feed ourselves if we start coming together and put everybody on the same page. Now, I look at, we put up one flyer. We have 400 or 500 people put the flyer up. Boom, boom. That's good. So right now, if I say our network consists of almost 500 people, that means if we were to put out a CD, we could generate $5,000 just ourselves. So if we could do 500, let's go ahead and start multiplying it. And not let's think about just from the standpoint of, okay, yeah, let's pack the club out. Let's start thinking from the standpoint of numbers like white people and really look at getting the money. Now, Big Swole got a record already with Rashida. Got a couple of records and some real hot fucking records, and the CD is hot. Now I'm willing to take some money, start mass duplicating the CD while we go ahead and start producing more numbers and start bringing more people in. All that's going to do is now that's going to free up money for us to put Foreplay in the studio. That's going to free up money for us to put whoever Three Stacks got in the studio. Or if Three Stacks, what I want you to do. Yo, I want you now to start recording every fucking freaky thing that you damn see at the club, and let's do a vivid all right. DVD.
All right.
Then with that DVD, we move the DVD to our own people, and if other people want to buy it, we do it. But all we got to move is 10,000 units. That's 100,000 people, $100,000.
As a matter of fact, I was saying about the person who designed the videos. That's one of the CEOs. He's on the phone right now.
You see, everything that we need and everything we got all within our own fucking unit, our own team.
Yep.
So we all what we're going to do is that I need someone to go ahead and find out. We need to start getting shirts now. And, you know, we have Big V on the shirts and have your company on the, your company, your ENT or whatever on the shirt as well. We need to start supporting our own fucking movement and let our own money make us more money. And then let me tell you something. I have a college degree. Most motherfuckers go to college to figure out how to make money. They, you know, J. Paul Getty, one of the richest men in America, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own. So y'all can go out there and clock hours on a job and get paid a minimum wage shit or $8 or $10 an hour or whatever like that. When we can just do our own numbers, this shit ain't pilot. It's got numbers. Right now, we got about 500 people. We can make $5,000 right now if we wanted to. And then if I took 40% times 0.40% of the $5,000, that's $2,000 that'll go back to y'all CEOs right now.
Excuse me.
Yeah, who's speaking?
This is Miss Mimi, honey.
Okay.
Look, you talking numbers, and I got to get my paper. So you got to start over when you talking numbers.
Hold on.
8423, who this?
Hey, what's up, man?
What is
this? Mel. Hey, man, I got this DJ Mel, man.
What's up?
Just for like as far as with the shirts, I got the Serious good ass printing plug on the shirts, my nigga. Like $7 a goddamn shirt, man. Whatever you want on the front of that bitch, man. You get the picture, whatever you want, bro. I get the plug on that shit. My nigga got a company over there. What's that shit? Over there in fucking Gwinnett, my nigga doing He doing the T-shirts, and he got the he got a duplication center too over there, bro. So shoot, when you talking about the shirts and getting the CDs duplicated, man, y'all niggas need to holler at me, bro. Anybody
Thank
need
you.
To get that shirts done for that team? Just fuck with my nigga.
Hey, $7, you can't beat that shit.
Yep.
Hell no.
Yeah, $7, hell no, you can't beat it.
Hold on.
I got a the people I run my shirts through, because I just got shirts done, they charge me $4.30 for the front print.
How many screens you have?
Just for one screen. It's a 20. Each screen you get, like, it's a forever setup fee. It's a $25 setup fee, and then it's like $4 for shirt for each one on.
See, you said $20 setup fee, so you talking about paying like up close to $30.
It's a first time setup fee of $25 for the front, and then it's like anytime you go back to the mall, you're doing is paying $4 for the shirt, and that comes with the shirt and the print.
Oh, well, this nigga right here, man, this nigga just strictly just do $7.
Okay.
Yeah, so goddamn.
Man, I don't think I want to pay no $25 to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
Membership pass. Yeah, nah, I don't want all that shit. I just want to pay myself and get the hell on. Get my shit and let's go. I don't even want to be a member. I don't even want you to know my name. Just know my face.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, bet. $7. Hey, I throw up my little seven and get my little shirt made.
Yeah.
I throw that shit up. And I know my eye candy misses. They'll come up through there and they'll throw that shit. But thing about my shit, man, like 4.8 ink is so damn big, bro. And I think I got folks, like I have little folks who are like really dedicated to this shit. Cause I got folks who just want to rep 4.8 ink, who just want to put 4.8 ink on their name so they could, you know, be something about themselves. Because a lot of these folks, I be hitting them up with flyers, videos, and all types of shit. And, you know, they don't rep the flyers. They don't got them, you know, when I post my friend status, everybody 4.8 ink hit me up. You know, I count over, like, I be having, like, 4 or 5 pages full. You know, when you go to online friend, 4 or 5 pages full, got them number 4.8 ink folks. Number 4.8 ink, and they don't be hitting me up. And I just be thinking, like, all right, man, some of you folks just want to put that shit on there, just to put that shit on there. You know, so I only got, like, that's why 3 stats. Really, y'all really my go-to guys right now, because out of everybody who's in 4.8 ink, y'all the ones who came up there, y'all showed your ass, you know, I can't even miss us. I only got a handful of them, you know. Some of them came up there once and never showed back up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so,
hello.
What's up?
Hey, man, so y'all nigga be, I don't mean to cut y'all, y'all nigga be making music and shit.
Who, 4.8?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we are R&B group.
You know I'm official, you know what I'm saying, who our hit makers got the organization, dog. And
for real?
You can fuck with me on the music, bro.
Okay, bet. Hey,
I mean,
man, you got nobody
I
can reach you on?
Music and shit. Huh?
You got nobody I can reach you on?
Hey, man.
Who is that?
Hey, that's another thing, guys, I wanted y'all to understand is that everything that we want and everything that we need, we got it within ourselves. We got DJ Mel, who's a hood hard DJ. That means DJ Mel got access now.
Mel.
Damn right I got access.
I say DJ Mel got access to now getting the CD played and getting the CD distributed through how many DJs, Mel, and how many states?
Hood hard. Man, hood hard, man. We got over 250, man. Over 250, man. And it's all over the United States, bro. On the 10th, on Friday, we got a big hood hard movement day in North Carolina. We're going to go out there to North Carolina on Friday during the day, man. We just pretty much having a big mission. All this exchange of music and shit, bro. So,
now,
y'all nigga want to meet me?
Now, let me tell you,
man.
See, DJ Mel is the exclusive DJ for Vivid.
Damn
so
right.
everything that we need right now, what we got is through our own team. Now, DJ Mel.
Yes, sir.
Mel, you had a chance to hear Swole City, right?
Yes. You
had a chance to hear Swole Mix CD, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
mean, I'm just tell you how I think about it, man. You know, Swole already a great artist and stuff, man. But the music, man, the music is just so much, man.
You breaking up, dog.
I said the lyrics are pretty great, man, and just the meanness of the music. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a pretty good album, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing off about it, man. I ain't around her, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty good, and I like it.
Hey, man, let's
go. Strong way anyway.
Hey, go ahead. Who else got to say something? Go ahead.
Okay, I guess.
Oh, no, look. Hey, DJ Mayer.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, you know how to foreplay, man. You know how to foreplay. Look. You think if I can get you like a CD with all the tracks we done done so far and get it to you, we can get some play in Vivid, and then you can start
listening
to the music with us because we got tracks.
Listen to me, listen, you listen. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you listening? Everybody hear me close? All right. You need to get how many tracks y'all got in all together, like, just music, period?
Shit.
Let me see. Together as a group, we got about, I want to say, shit, we got about a good, I mean, we got more than that because, you know, it's songs with not all us on, about 10 songs, 10, 11, 12 songs, something like that, around that area, double digits. Canelo?
Yeah, we still on there. I think male phone tripping.
All right, we losing Mel. What I want to do now is that I want to talk to some people. I want the people to chime in on what we need to do as a company to be able to take our shit to the next level. And I want to know from what some of the girls feel that we need to do. That if we're lacking something from the girl part. So who somebody can just talk. Where do y'all want to see us go as a company, as a movement?
You on already?
Yeah.
All right, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you say, BB?
I
said, where do y'all want to see us? And I'll let you start off, Hitman. Where do y'all want to see us go as a movement? You know what I'm saying? Like, as a family, as a movement. What direction do y'all want to see the team go? So I can make sure that we're guiding the ship in the right direction.
Well, what I was going to say is, as a family, what I would want to see us all to go is, we end up getting so big enough that we are going to have, like, see us own a specific number amount of clubs in Atlanta, and probably, you know, once getting to a certain point, you know, probably start our own, like, record label and shit like that, or our own organization, so then, like, we could travel, like, to other places and hit up spots over there and see the family just grow, you know, nationwide.
I'm with that. I can see that. I can see that happening 100%. Who next?
Me. I just got one word, and international. That's it. That explains it all, international. It's international. Not just US, international. I'm talking about, I want people to hit us up, call us over. We doing shows and shit. We throwing parties at some of the hottest clubs cross seas and shit. You know, I want to, you know, travel. I don't want to just limit, you know what I'm saying, because there is no limit. Sky is the limit, you know. So, hey, we can't just limit ourselves to just, you know what I'm saying, doing the U.S. And hell, if they call us to South Africa to do a show, I want to be able to go over there and do a damn show. You feel me? If they call us to Europe and say, hey, we want y'all to host a party, I want to be able to go over there, take our team over there, host a party, and make this money, you know? Not just U.S. I want to broaden it, make it different, do something different that everyone else is not doing. And that's basically taking the international.
I'm with that.
All right, now, like, what I think it'd be a good idea, like how we got the Vivid Lone Star, we got Vivid Triple X now. I think, like, once we get big enough, as far as in Georgia, as far as just taking over Georgia, because he right, ain't no limit. But for right now, just taking over Georgia, when we get enough change, like when we get a club in Gwinnett, we get a club on the west side, east side, we'll be able to be like, okay, Foreplay run this club, Exclusive run this club, Three Steps go over here and run this club. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's,
I agree.
That's money all over the table.
I agree. And I see, I can see that, I can see that definitely happening. I mean, because right now we got three spots going on. We got the spot at the party room where it's like Rock the Mic night, and if you got some skills, come up there. Then Friday we got Vivid Triple S on Long at off Miller Road, and then we got Vivid Lone Star. Now, if everybody was supporting the movement and how we're supposed to be doing it, I can open up so many more faster. And when we open them up faster, that means that frees a lot more money up for everybody else to make. We can grow as fast as y'all want to grow. You know what I'm saying? Now, even, you know, like, and I tell you, JR, you know, I look at how many numbers, you know, we got to have our girls come through and support our parties.
I know.
You know, if they're not supporting, it's like, what's the purpose in that? Right.
It's like, see, like, this. It's like my missus. It was just like, it was at first, it was 20-something, and there wasn't nobody coming to the party. So I kicked out all my girls and kept my two main girls, and I talked to them and motivated them. And now over 3 days, we already 78 Mrs. D. And I feel like all along, I done talked to all along personally, and basically got on the same track with them. So they on the same track where they're going to be able to come to the every party. Most time, they're going to be able to come to the Friday party, but not the Memorial Drive party, that's kind of a stretch for them.
Okay, and at our party is where they have the strong recruiting ground. That's when you can recruit your people the most, when they come to the parties. That's when you can ask somebody, are they with somebody? They say no. Recruit them and put them down with the ENT.
Yeah, because that's what happened to us. Yeah, that's what happened to us Saturday. We went out there. Got down. I went out there Saturday, man, and I came back down Savannah the next day. I had three pages full of inbox messages and comments and shit. You know, folks talking about, oh, I saw you up there, Vivid. You know what I'm saying? I want to get down there 4.8, but y'all niggas know how to party and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, cool, you know? I was like, as long as you be serious about your shit and you rep the flyer, you keep up with the party every weekend, I'll take care of your ass and shit. But like I'm saying, man, a lot of these folks, man, they got a lot of people. Like, if everyone who's in 4.8 came up to the club, I shit you not, nigga, that shit gonna be packed. I'm talking about it's gonna be like packed. Like Big V, when we was over there at across the street from Waffle House, he had to turn people around and tell them we packed and we was inside the club and we shoulder to shoulder. Nigga, I'm talking about it'll be packed like that because I got so many people in this shit. I have so many ENTs, they just do not come. And I can only tell them, you know, I can't, you know, whoop their ass and tell their ass to come over there and shit, you know. They tell me they gonna come, and they tell me this, but every time I ask them why you ain't come up there, it's like one excuse after the next excuse, then another excuse, and shit like that, you know, and it just leave me at a standpoint, like, goddamn, man, like, what the fuck, that's what I'm trying to get my main focus on, trying to get my thoughts together. What do I have to do to get these folks to come out here? Now, the video helped. I ain't gonna flex. A lot of folks say the video that we made and shit, and they saw us with three stats and how we were acting outside the club before we even got inside the club. That shit helped because a lot of folks say they gonna come up there and they're like, damn, we didn't know y'all party and y'all get down like that. So they say y'all supposed to be coming up there, but I'm still at the same standby phase. Like, what the fuck I gotta do to get these folks out here? Like, you know, I mean, what I gotta promise.
The video is a start. Hey, JR.
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and click on Jamie and
everybody on air. So they were calling in, I was already clicking on air. Jamie.
Huh?
There she goes.
Okay. All right. So, hey Jamie, how many people are in on Pretty Pics?
It's at me and Skyson.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to talk to some of the ladies, and starting with Nene, and then I want to hit Jasmine, and I guess we can hit Pretty Pit, and find out what we need to do, what they see as from females, what we need to do to make our movement bigger and make make what we're doing better. And then I want y'all to take the time to all to get to know each other, because at the end of the day, we all one big family. And then I want to introduce y'all to Big Swole, who don't know Swole already, because Swole is with us, and we're going to go from there. So, Nene.
Yes.
Is there anything that you see that we need to do that you feel like we're lacking?
Chill out.
Huh?
Call on somebody else.
All right, from this point on, whenever I have any meeting, I would not ask you anything else. Mute off, please.
Wow. Wow.
So? All right, Jasmine.
Yeah. We just need to get this money and fucking get a lot of more people on our team.
What do you do? How are you recruiting all the girls that you recruit in so in short?
Because I have girls actually that's on our team. They like send me girls, other girls
okay.
who want to join the movement.
You hear that, Hitman?
Yeah.
She got other girls that's getting her girls. That's how we multiply fast.
No, actually, I got that. No, see that ain't the issue. I got that. See, Lady Red, she not on the phone because you know she ain't CEO. But Lady Red brought me over 100 people. Lady Red brought me 100 people in 2 days. In 2 days was the time she brought me 100 people, and I got down 4.8. I got people. Recruiting people, I just can't get these motherfuckers to come up to the club.
And it's like that, even when you just promoting it to somebody, like even your cousin, you just saying you coming up there. It's just like,
yeah,
it's not a guarantee. You know what I'm saying? It's like when promotion is iffy.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
that's why I like.
You know what? I don't worry about if they coming out. That ain't what we're gonna worry about. All we're gonna do is we're gonna do us. And you know, just like when you hand a flyer to somebody, you know, you can't guarantee where they're gonna come or not. You don't even ask if they're gonna come. Those that come, that's gonna be the movement.
Hello?
That's why I tell you to recruit from inside the club. Because those are the people that's already coming. All right, we got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, who that with that background shit? I can't even hear.
Hold on, let me. All right, I clicked out.
All right, so let me let y'all meet Swole real quick. Hey, Swole, you with me? Swole.
What's up, dog?
Hello. Hey, Flo.
What's up, my nigga?
Hey, I want everybody. What say?
Who that talking shit?
Who said that?
Talking shit.
Who that?
Somebody said somebody fucked that nigga. He ain't no CEO.
Who said that?
Niggas get hush mouth now.
Yeah,
right.
they talking shit on the phone.
Talking out the side of their neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what I'm saying. Whoever said that, if you're man enough to say who you are, you done with this team. Because, see, if you don't know, let me tell you who Swole is to me so y'all can understand what type of rank this nigga got. From every Vivid there's ever been, Big Swole has been there. He's my right-hand man. He's my go-to guy. And for whatever, anybody, period, there's always been Swole. And I told Swole, I said, you need to take a break from coming to Vivid. If y'all watch the videos, you'll see them all on the beat, on the Vivid videos. And I told him, you need to take a break and you need to go get your records done. Till he got his records done. I said, let us build this team. Hitman, you know Swole, don't you?
Yeah, I'm about to say, because we used to, he was over there at Wakefield, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Miss Wall, you remember us, man? We all used to be them niggas who dancing and shit. We used to take pictures
Frankie
and shit.
Frankie D&T.
Yeah, Frankie D&T. Yeah. Yeah. Miss Wall, man, we fuck with that nigga.
I got y'all in my songs.
Yeah, he do. He got Frankie D&T. He got y'all in one of his records.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he say your name.
Hey.
So you had met, you hadn't had a chance to meet, Exclusive, JR. But, This is JR, a very important person with this movement. I need everybody to just take the time to introduce themselves to Swole so they can start knowing, so y'all can understand that, you know, I'm bringing him back into the fold so y'all can see what the movement is about and what's going on. Hey, Swole, you got the floor for a minute, man, so you can say what you want to say.
Goddamn. Well, I guess I popped that shit off. Hey, you already know me, man. It's Hitman from Cranky Need T. I got my brother Zoe. He also from Cranky Need T. The other CEOs, you know, they busy, but we the two main niggas in that shit. And you know, we run 4Play Inc. right now. We incorporate a lot of ENTs. Got a lot of shit. We got like the whole East Atlanta on lock. You know, goddamn, we fuck with you. We been fucking with you ever since. Goddamn. When we was across the street from Waffle House, you know what I'm saying? When we was packed up in that bitch, shoulder to shoulder, that big ass fan in the back, nigga, we got down. So you know, we fuck with you, man. You already know we already family in this bitch, cause we been through thick and thin. So whoever wanna go next, you can go.
Shit, the JR CEO exclusive ENT is like two other main people. Is they here president and is Mo here co CEO, and then I got my Mrs. CEO, her name Jazz. And we just started rocking with V for like, we've been rocking with him for like 3-4 months now. And hey, we've been going strong, man. It's a family.
That's the move.
Anybody else want to go around?
Well, I'm going to go around next. This your boy Monte calling on a Party Boys ENT. New to the family with 4Play and Party Girls. You'll start hearing more from us too.
Shit, we got down Yoke from 3 Stats Entertainment. We got like 3 CEOs, whatever. Drizzy, one named LaMarcus, and one named Magic, and you know you got me, whatever. And yeah, we be going to Vip, but we probably got our family, whatever.
What's up?
Where the Party Girls at, man? Jesse, where you at? Wow.
Party
God.
Girls.
I say hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, so what's happening, buddy? It's your boy DJ Mel, boy. You know I fuss with the long, strong way, boy. What's happening? Goddamn. Man, where the fuck you been, bro, man? I've been missing you, dog. Come fuck with you, boy, man. Shit, damn.
Man, I was up yesterday at the album release party, man, Rashid and Fabulous.
No, I've been telling you about that shit, man. We're gonna goddamn fight, man. You ain't never hit a nigga up no more, man. Damn.
Networking, man. Just trying to make the move.
Well, that's what I like to hear, my nigga. All day, man. You already know I'm on your back, bro.
For sure, man. We all going to eat, bro. I'm finna do some
hell yeah.
Fabulous and Troy, man. Patrick Troy and Diamond, bro. We finna do some real major shit, bro.
Hell yeah. For sure, nigga. I'll fuss with that shit. Let's get it.
Hey. That's it. Yes, everybody on there. What part of girls at? We ain't got Jesse on the phone?
Yeah, Jesse on the phone with me. She said she's still here, but I don't know if she's here or not. Jesse. I just said she said she's here. I don't know what's wrong with her phone.
I'm on the phone. My phone is going to mute, y'all.
What?
Okay, anyway, this is Jesse, CEO of Party Girls, and I got two co-CEOs for the main Party Girls, and then I got two other co-CEOs for Promotion Girls. They make sure the girls that probably be promoting or whatever. So, yeah.
That's what's
that? Ah, shit. Damn.
Goddamn.
All that glass, though.
The fuck?
That's it. Yeah, everybody got this shout out.
Hello. Why?
Nah, I'm going to go. This Jazz, CEO of Exclusive Missies.
Why are you doing?
What's happening?
Next. I guess that's it, man. To sum it all up, bro, goddamn, these like your main folks, all this shit, man. We got a hell of a lot more folks goddamn this any shit. But like I said, these are folks that just, you know, introduce themselves. These are real dedicated ass people, man. These folks, man, who are goddamn live and die for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so, you know,
take the basis, my nigga. That's what it
takes. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because, nigga, I ain't gonna flex. Everybody on this phone, we live, eat, and sleep this shit. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, we wait, stay up till about 5 in the morning, wake up at 8 in the morning, get right back to work. So, nigga, we, like I said, man, when you come back, I know, you know, it ain't really shit. Well, it's going to be a change because you're going to see a different progressive style. But it's still going to be the same, man. It's still going to, you know how Vivid keep it, you know, keep it 100. We keep it live in the club and shit. But we got a lot of folks, man. Hey.
Cool, man. Hard work pay off.
You sure do. Yeah. Man, what we trying to do, man? We trying to work extra hard.
3253 on up. 3253 on up. Who there?
Pretty Pete.
All right, introduce yourself.
What's up? Oh, this is Stacy, badass. It's just two of us in Pretty Pete right now. I mean, we ain't no big group or nothing like that, though. I mean, Stacy and Jamie the Great. I mean, shit, we've been fucking with this since way too. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Stacy.
Yeah.
Hey, this hit, man.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
My phone
off, man. I knew you was gonna say that shit. My phone is off. Yeah. I know. I just got your text. Like, what was it? Tonight or late? Yesterday? One of them.
Yesterday. Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, one. All right.
Hey, hit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so that's it.
I know.
Nene, there you go, baby. Nene.
Oh, I've been on mute the whole time, y'all.
Wow.
Y'all, please.
Talk.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
Introduce yourself.
You gotta introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all, it's Miss Nene So Sassy. Okay, bye. Put me back on mute, bro. I want to listen.
All right.
Come on.
Text me, Sheldon.
BZ?
What's happening?
What's up?
What's happening, man? We're just getting this whole movement together. I just want everybody to start knowing each other so we can understand what time it really the time the shit really is.
I think
we need to start packing out every fucking party, too.
Yeah, I think that's the bar. With everything, like, to make it, you know, to put stuff out there, like, people don't need to be beefing, like, groups don't need to be beefing and everything like that. We a big family, like, what we going to be beefing for, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good point, man. I don't want to see nobody that's in this family fucking beefing with each other. That's like you beefing with your brother and sister. If there's a problem, let's bring the shit to the head, let's talk it out, and let's work it out.
Yeah,
see, I had to just watch that shit last night, man.
Yep.
I had to do. Me and Yoke hit me up, man, because Lady Red was getting it. Lady Red was bringing that gang shit to my 4Play Ink shit. You know, I don't out of hell no. And she was beef. She was about to start beefing with another girl in the ink. So I was like, oh hell no. See, I said, if it's outside the damn, you know, if it's outside this family shit, then it ain't my problem. Well, when it got something to do inside of it. Then I got to step in. I had to be like, well, look, both of y'all need to squash this shit. Because if y'all niggas going to beef, I might as well just kick y'all out. Because y'all ain't going to fuck up my empire. Hell no. I work too hard and too long for this shit. So, I don't fuck with that. Hey, V, did you tell the nigga CEOs what you told me? Because they may need to know about that shit too, bro.
The who now?
Did you tell the nigga CEOs what you told me about what you shouldn't do with the females in there? Because I think they need to know about that shit, too, because that shit will crumble on their ass.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, to all the guys that's in this and what we're doing.
Hold on, who got that?
There's somebody hung up. All right. JR.
Hold on, I'm about to see what it is. It won a three stat people.
There you go.
All right. Listen to all the guys. We got a simple rule. You got to be successful in this business. That we don't mess with the girls. Like, let's say three stacks. If y'all got girls in y'all ENT, y'all the CEOs, do not mess with no girls that's in three stacks. Now, I don't give a damn if you happen to mess with a girl that's in So Sassy or mess with a girl in Pretty Pig. That ain't nothing you can control. But don't mess with no girls in your own entertainment. That will stop your growth and create drama. So, you know, if you got exclusive, if you got 58 misses, JR, then those 58 misses that who you cannot talk to.
What about, so like, you can I say that? Like, do you think the same thing should apply for all my female CEOs? If it's like
what
a little dude, and like not a little dude because he's a big part of the movement, but like somebody who don't have a title like a CEO or a president or something like that.
I just don't think nobody in the ENTs, if you nobody should be messing with nobody under the same banner.
All right, see what I made a mistake as far as taking that rule off because so many people was complaining about it, and I said as soon as somebody messed up, I'll put the rule back on. But now I'm about to put the rule back in effect.
Well, because see, what's going to happen is that as soon as you want to start, some people want to get down just so they can try to fuck the girls.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? And you don't want that because that becomes cancer. You know what I'm saying? Like, now if a nigga want to fuck, so say, look, you get down with the family man, you got access to meeting all the other girls and the other ENTs, then that's fine. Because if they fall out, all they're going to do is just go back to their ENT and he's going to go back to his ENT and you ain't got that problem. But if someone in the same ENT, it's going to be issues and you're going to either lose that guy or that girl, whoever like who the most, going to end up leaving because they can't stand what's going on.
I got to call three stats people back. Hold on.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
This one.
Hello? Yeah, y'all on.
Bro, all right, so if y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about, man, we can. If not, we can get ready to end this conversation.
All right, if everybody is off, if anybody got anything to say, y'all can say it.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, Carson, over there, I'll just hit you up on.
Which one?
The 404 number,
I ain't got that number. I ain't got that number, and I can't look at it through my phone.
Hey, well, Jasmine.
Yeah.
What time is Fantasy Radio? What's your topic for tonight?
What's our topic?
Yeah.
I don't know. We was thinking about having a Misa show and calling out a Misa.
Cause you got a whole bunch of people on this line. You can promote your show to, and we'll call in and check out your show tonight.
Give me your show number, bro.
My show is actually in too many.
All right. Give everybody the number.
Okay, the number is 343. Hello?
Yeah.
343-994-1808.
Hello.
All right, 994-1808. I want everybody to call in to her show. Give us some love and show some love to her show, man. And let's start supporting each other on our shows and let's start supporting the movement. So call Fantasy Radio, give us some love, and let's support her show. And again, baby, the number is what now?
343-994-1808.
Okay. You catch us on that lame shit.
I know that's what I'm saying. Who is it?
You're fucking old for that.
That's all right. Well, next time we'll just keep the lines muted. All right. Well, if that's it, everybody, I appreciate it. I'll let y'all know the next meeting, and we're going to call in and check out your show, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Alright, well, shit, man. That's the end of it.
Yeah, call me, bro.
I believe I'm about to call you right now.
Yeah.
Man, everybody call Fantasy Radio, man. Hey.
Hello?
K on the track. Get at me.
Trap side.
Yeah. DJ Money. I'ma show you what a real nigga do, man. Right?
Come on the stove, while my bird walks.
Yeah,
first name.